The U.S. Energy Department has sent the first half of a $28 million federal stimulus grant for energy projects. It arrived only 2 weeks after the legislature voted to override former Governor Sarah Palin's veto of it. In notifying the state of the grant, the Energy Department said it will send the second $14 million as soon as the state decides how to spend it all. And that subject is up for consideration. The final decision on its use will come from Governor Sean Parnell. Director of Management and Budget Karen Ruffield says the administration has new ideas on how the money will be used.
We're in the process right now of amending that initial application to really target the funds more directly on public buildings, particularly to look at energy efficiencies in public buildings so that we can reduce energy costs in the short term and then provide those long-term savings.
The original application made non-binding appropriations to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Energy Authority for such things as rebates to homeowners, renewable energy projects, and technical assistance. But House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker agrees with the new plan. He says the Energy Department says the only real requirement is that the money be used to promote energy efficiency in building, whether public or private.
At this time, I know the Parnell administration, with the blessing of many legislators, is really looking at dedicating the use of these funds to improving specifically public buildings across the state where we can get the greatest long-term energy cost savings.
Hawker says using the money for public buildings would be leading by example and would provide a long-term benefit to state residents. Rayfield says using the money on public buildings will make the broadest use of the program. She says it will target improvements to existing state and community buildings and schools that will show immediate results. The legislature does not need to approve the changes.